This is Long-Term Care Connections for August 26, 2026, brought to you by Washington Healthcare Association. Here are this week's top stories. The Washington State Board of Nursing, Washington State Healthcare Authority, Department of Health, and Department of Social and Health Services have been coordinating their response to the ongoing wildfires throughout the state. In a statement released earlier this week, these agencies reiterated their goal to provide as much flexibility as possible to healthcare and long-term care providers on the front lines of this response. Governor Ferguson issued an emergency proclamation providing temporary state-level authority to help providers respond to the situation, which includes extending licensure renewal deadlines, allowing healthcare facilities to operate from alternate locations when needed, and more. Visit this week's issue of LTC Connections on WACA.org to read the proclamation, the statement from WABN, and more information about the ongoing emergency. Washington's Legal Counsel for Long-Term Care Program may be able to provide resident assistance when a Medicaid resident faces a concrete risk of discharge or transfer, even before a written notice is issued. Facilities report that they often work for months to resolve payment, care, or resident representative issues before considering discharge. Early legal review can help determine whether an underlying issue is driving a specific discharge risk. With the resident's permission, counsel may communicate with the provider, DSHS, or others to explore whether the issue can be resolved before a formal discharge notice becomes necessary. Providers may help initiate a referral by contacting Disability Rights, Washington. Find more information about this process on this week's issue of LTC Connections online. The Home and Community Services, in collaboration with the University of Washington, will be conducting interviews with people who receive services from the state using the National Core Indicators Aging and Disabilities Survey. The purpose of the survey is to gather feedback related to satisfaction and quality of personal care services. If you serve Medicaid clients, it is possible that one of your residents may receive an invitation to participate in a telephone or face-to-face interview. The interview is not based on the care you are providing, but rather the services they receive from DSHS. Visit LTC Connections online to learn more about the survey. National Assisted Living Week kicks off September 13th. This year's theme is Shining Through the Years. The National Center for Assisted Living has provided several resources for facilities to celebrate, including a planning guide, promotional resources, products, and graphics. Visit the National Assisted Living Week portal on NCAL's website to access these resources and join in the celebration. The Washington Department of Health Skilled Nursing Facility AMS Collaborative invites you to join them to enhance your antimicrobial stewardship expertise. The collaborative will run from September 2026 through May 2027, with sessions held on the third Wednesday of each month. Sessions will focus on implementation of best practices for antimicrobial stewardship and quality improvement tools, with DOH experts on hand to offer personalized support through office hours. Check out this week's issue of LTC Connections on WACA.org to learn more about the topics to be covered and for a link to register. The 2027 AHCA National Quality Award portal is now open, and organizations interested in applying are encouraged to submit their intent to apply by Thursday, November 12. Organizations that submit an intent to apply receive a discounted application fee, dedicated email communications during the application cycle, and more. In this week's Grassroots Update, we're bringing Legislative Facility Tour Training to Fall Conference. Join us on September 15th in Spokane for an education session outlining the planning, execution, and impact of a successful facility tour at your building. Whether you host a state legislator, local dignitary, or member of a state agency, facility tours are an essential advocacy tool. We can't wait to see you there. Wrapping up this week's LTC Connections, here are some upcoming webinars and events you won't want to miss. Registration is now open for Fall Conference. Coming up September 14th to 16th at the historic Davenport in Spokane, this event brings together long-term care professionals from Washington and Idaho for professional development, networking, and community. You won't want to miss our special sessions on dementia care or the Ask an Expert series, where you can connect directly with legal, HR, and insurance specialists. WACA's signature specialty trainings are back. These intensive webinars prepare administrators or their designees to qualify as a facility-based trainer in the specialty topics of dementia or mental health. Join us September 2nd and 3rd for the dementia session, and September 9th and 10th for mental health. Register now for the LEAD Assisted Living Executive Training Program. This multi-day virtual workshop, held September 29th through October 8th, helps assisted living administrators at every level and those who aspire to be, to gain proficiency and develop their skills with confidence, capability, and efficiency. That's it for this week's edition of LTC Connections. As always, Washington Healthcare Association would like to thank our members for their dedication to long-term care in Washington. We look forward to connecting with you again next week.